Good morning. Good morning. It's May the 2nd. The commission is meeting today for its regularly scheduled biweekly meeting on different items before us today. With me today is Commissioner Kramer, and we'd like to congratulate Commissioner Clark. He has a brand new baby boy, and so he will not be able to be with us today at this meeting. However, I know his thoughts are with us, and he's been very active in keeping up with his different questions that come before the commission as he's been out to take care of his family. Any welcoming comments by Commissioner
Welcome
Kramer?
Welcome, and congratulations, Tony and Amy and the whole family. Pretty exciting.
Pretty exciting is right. Now we'll go to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion for that?
I move passage of items of the in the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Guess we'll be doing a lot of seconding today, won't we, between the two of us. Motions and seconds, I have to remember that. All right, now we have fuel cost adjustments today. We have two that we're going to be discussing. We don't vote on these. The first one is Montana Dakota Utilities. On this one, as a result of this change, the electric bill for a typical MDU residential customer consuming 750 kilowatt hours per month will decrease by $2.38 for bills rendered in the month of May. And the resulting cost of electricity, the resulting cost of the fuel, the MDU's fuel cost of fuel per kilowatt hour in the month of May will be 2.194 cents per kilowatt hour. The next one is from Otter Tail. I'm having trouble finding my. All right. As a result of the change for the Otter Tail, the electric bill for an Otter Tail residential customer consuming 750 kilowatt hours per month will increase by $1.28 for bills rendered in the month of May. This puts Otter Tail's cost of fuel for the month of May at an all-time high, 3.62 cents per kilowatt hour, as shown on the graph below. Otter Tail reports that this is due to outages that occurred where they had to then go out and purchase additional energy on the energy market. They had some planned outages both in March and in they had planned outages in March. They had unplanned outages also in March, and they had unplanned outages in February that resulted in this increase. Next, I'll move to SW2. These are three that relate to the abandoned mine land, and they relate to contracts that we had proposed at the last meeting and now we're finalizing. I move the commission award a contract to Theme Drilling, Inc. in the amount of $639,150 for construction services at the Williams County Road 9 Phase 2 AML site.
Second.
As I said, this is just a continuation of what we did at the last meeting.
All in favor?
Aye. I move the commission award a contract to Material Testing Services, LLC, in the amount of $26,650 for material testing at the Williams County Road 9 Phase 2 AML site.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
SW4, I move the commission award a contract to Joseph S. Gray, DBA Gray Dozing and Excavating, in the amount of $249,990 for construction services at the Columbus Phase 8 AML site.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That ends the items in my portfolio. Next, we'll go to Commissioner Kramer.
All right. I have, first of all, in KC1, an issue of notice of opportunity in the TransCanada case, but should probably note that we will hold this meeting open till this afternoon after we have an informal on the same topic so that we can hopefully at that point determine whether the siting application is deemed complete before we would act on noticing another hearing. So, but this particular one, KC1, I move the commission issue a notice of opportunity for hearing in TransCanada Keystone Pipeline LLC's request for a certificate of public convenience and necessity for its Keystone Pipeline in Cavalier, Pembina, Walsh, Nelson, Steele, Barnes, Ransom, and Sargent Counties in North Dakota, case number PU07152.
A second.
We have There's been, of course, a lot of discussion and publicity about the Trans-Canada Keystone Pipeline project running north to south through North Dakota, taking tar sands oil from Alberta down to Illinois. What this notice of opportunity for hearing is related to, of course, is the Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity. And the two things that we determined in the PCNN is whether the public convenience and necessity will be served by construction and operation of this pipeline and whether the applicants are fit, willing, and able to provide the service. This is a PCNN is something we could, in fact, act on and determine without a hearing if one's not requested either, you know, appropriately through this process. And by the way, the public or anyone else has until June 22nd, 2007 to do that, to request a hearing or to provide comments, or if the commission itself should decide that we might want to have a hearing on the topic. So, but this is just the notice for opportunity.
All in favor?
Aye.
KC2, I move the commission acknowledge the April 26th, 2007 issuance of a notice of informal hearing on proposed settlement in Northern States Power Company's natural gas rate increase application, case number PU06525.
Second.
Sure. I was just trying to gather my thoughts here, because we don't have the hearing date on here, but we already set the date for May 11th, as I recall. It's not on this, but that's because we're acknowledging the informal hearing, and that is to on the settlement between advocate staff and NSP on the recent gas rate increase.
We've received a settlement proposal on the gas case that's before the commission that we'd scheduled a hearing on the 24th and 25th, I believe, of May. And the commission will be holding a informal hearing on that. And the date of that is, again?
May 11th.
May the 11th. And the settlement will then be before the commission for consideration. And copies of the settlement are available to be looked at. I don't have my copy with me here, but if you wish further details about that, the commission can get them to you.
It's without obviously biasing ourselves, I mean, it's a somewhat intriguing settlement. They're settling for about $500,000 less than the original increase was for. They are lowering the return on equity allotment from what is currently 11.5% down to about 9.5% with some sharing beyond that. If they get to certain benchmarks, it would share revenue. Yes, in the 10, like 10.5 or 10.75, I think it's 75%. And then at 11.5 or 11, it's a sharing of 50%. And all of that's quite intriguing. The settlement also calls for a freeze on rate increases until January of 2010. Again, without going into a lot of detail or while keeping an open mind, because I am interested, and we just received today all of the testimony of the professional witness, which is what I'm most interested in to make sure that we are in the ballpark, I would say that at the very least it warrants some intrigue. Yeah. So that's what we'll be doing at the hearing on May 11th, an informal hearing at this point.
All in favor?
Aye.
KC3.
I move the commission approve Northern States Power Company's cost of gas adjustment for May 2007, case number PU07172.
Second.
NSP is increasing the cost of gas adjustment by 76.88 cents per dekatherm and will be applied to natural gas used by residential customers in May. The filing changes the residential customer cost of gas from 745 to about 822 per dekatherm and should affect a typical residential customer's bill by about $2.08 higher than last month and about $1.89 higher than May of last year. Of course, this is all due to a slight increase in the commodity cost of gas.
All in favor?
Aye.
That ends items in my portfolio, Commissioner. I know TC1 is being held over, but I could handle TC2 and 3 if you'd like, and you can second them dutifully. Mm-hmm. All right. And TC2 and 3 are related. They are the a discontinue of business, and then a license application for a grain facility. TC2 is, I move the commission issue an order in case number GE07165 granting the request of Bremen Elevator Company to discontinue business at Bremen, North Dakota, effective April 30th, 2007.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. And did you say that TC1 is being held over?
I did.
Okay.
And TC3, I move the commission issue an order in case number GE07166 granting the request of Barlow Grain, Carrington, North Dakota, to operate a 445,000 bushel grain warehouse at Bremen, North Dakota, effective April 30th, 2007.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That ends the items in my portfolio and Commissioner Clark's portfolio until we reconvene at 3 o'clock and take up two items related to TransCanada.
All right, and we have an informal hearing this afternoon with TransCanada where they'll be discussing, and the issue before us is whether the corridor, which is the broader designation than the route, should be reduced from 6 miles wide to 1 mile wide. That's the issue before us.
That has to be settled before we can deem their application complete.
They've filed their application with a 1 mile corridor. So if the commission would determine that it needs to be a wider corridor, which is standard in state law, then we would have to determine that their application is incomplete at this point. Okay, interesting issues for this afternoon. All right, then we will adjourn the meeting at this time and ask if there's any questions.
Well, the question I have right now is just what is the effect on average consumer of the proposal that NSP, Excel, whatever has come up with?
I think with the settlement, it's about a $3 a month distribution charge increase.
We can get specific figures for you from that from our staff.
Just ballpark, what did they propose? It was quite a bit more, wasn't it?
It's on the sheet.
It wasn't a terribly lot more. I've got it here. I've got the settlement.
And it states it right on the front page.
About $2.5 million, recalling. Yeah.
Total, right.
But he wants to know what the impact is
on the customer,
what the increase would be on their service charge.
Right.
And they tell us that right on the front page of the.
It's currently $15.69. With the proposed rates in this settlement, the charge would be $18.84.
For a residential customer.
Right.
And what did they propose originally? Do you remember?
We don't have that.
I'll
talk about it later. So you were going to hold an informal hearing on that, and depending on the outcome, could be the order.
That's correct.
The original increase would have been $3.51 in the original application.
So they've reduced it a little bit.
They have.
But what they've added then is the freezing rates till 2010.
Freezing rates till 2010. And then this I call it revenue sharing, but it's a sharing of revenue once they get to a return on equity, some return on equity benchmarks. And I can give you those exactly here in just a second.
Is a copy of it for you?
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Just give them that. That's perfect.
So does anybody else do that, revenue sharing type plan?
With gas, I don't know that we have that with any gas, with other gas companies, no.
MDU would be our other gas.
Right, or Great Plains.
We had it under PBR.
PBR, right.
Under electric, but we haven't done it with gas in the past.
Okay. And that hearing is the 11th of May.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. Did Otter Tail say whether or not those rates are going to come back down?
Well,
you said they were the highest rates ever.
That's right. On a fuel cost adjustment, I guess it depends if they have more unplanned outages. Unplanned outages mean that they have a plant that goes out unexpectedly. It's not out for planned maintenance, all right? So if you have a plant that goes out that's generating electricity and it's an unplanned outage, that means they don't know if those are going to be happening again next month or the next month. They're unplanned. And so it's hard for them to tell us whether those rates will be going lower. We would hope that they have less unplanned outages because that does make a difference in the cost of fuel in a fuel cost adjustment at this time.
That helped them make the case for Bridgestone fuel. Also, I've been hearing since point-to-point failed you, let's put it that way. There have been other vendors stepping up to the plate.
Well, they have.
They've always been there.
But they, I will say that it did present a marketing opportunity, evidently, for some vendors. I had a voicemail this morning from a company in Fargo, from somebody I actually know, Lyle Anvik, out of Kindred, has a little charter service that he runs out of Fargo. And then I had an email yesterday from a company that was not a North Dakota company. Clearly, when you read in the paper that somebody's in need of service and suddenly they look like they maybe are somewhat urgently in need of it, created an opportunity for some people to market. But of course, our trustee Tom was already on the case, and he'd received multiple proposals prior to the point-to-point one anyway. So we did take those and applied new ones as well. Tom got calls from companies with new bids, and it's good to know there's competition is alive and well out there in the air charter business. Might be a little too alive and well for point-to-point, I don't know.
Any further questions? Okay, thank you so much.